Pope Benedict XVI yesterday received French President Nicolas Sarkozy in a private audience. It was Sarkozy's first meeting with the Holy Father since his election to the Élysée in May this year. Eimear McCarthy reports.
We need the contribution of the Catholic Church as well as that of other great religious and spiritual movements to enlighten our choices and build our future. That was the message launched by French President Nicolas Sarkozy from the altar of St. John Lateran as he received the title of Canon of the Papal Basilica, an honour reserved for the leaders of his nation, on Thursday evening. It is also a tradition stretching back to the early 1600s and Henry IV of France.
J'ai été sensible aux prières qu'il a bien voulu offrir pour la France et le bonheur de son peuple.
Sarkozy, speaking to the congregation, described France as eldest daughter of the Church, a traditional title of ancient Gaul. The roots of France, he said, are essentially Christian, but no one disputes that France's secularist system today is a freedom. The freedom to believe or not, to practice a religion and change your faith. The freedom for parents to give their children an education in line with their beliefs. President Sarkozy said secularism, however, could not negate the past. Like Pope Benedict XVI, he concluded, I think a nation which ignores the ethical, spiritual and religious legacy of its history commits a crime against its culture. The French leader's address came just hours after his first ever meeting with Pope Benedict XVI. Earlier Thursday, the Holy Father greeted the French president outside of his private study, where they exchanged a few words in French and posed for photographers before retiring behind closed doors for private talks which lasted over 25 minutes. A Vatican press office statement said their discussion centered on themes of common interest, such as the role of religions in the modern world, with particular attention being paid to the future of Europe and the conflict in the Middle East. Topics such as the political and social problems of some African nations also emerged during the talks, as well as the drama of hostage taking.
Il y a une dimension spirituelle.
Speaking to Vatican Radio shortly after his meeting with the Pope, President Sarkozy reflected on the impact of the encounter. The Pope, he said, incarnates a message of peace, hope and reconciliation in a world increasingly bent on division, confrontation and incomprehension. Thus, our talks were more than the simple meeting of two heads of state. They also had a spiritual dimension.
Je lui dis combien j'attachais d'importance à la défense, à l'incarnation d'une
President identité. Sarkozy continued that the talks went into great detail about the situation in Lebanon. He told the Pope how attached France is to the notion of diversity in the Middle East. He said the Pope praised the outcome of the recent Paris Donors Conference, which raised over $700 billion to help rebuild the Palestinian territories in order to combat poverty, which he said often generates terrorism. He added that he talked to the Pope about how attached he is to the importance of defending the European identity in a world which he described as increasingly bending itself towards one single culture. On emerging from the papal study, President Sarkozy gifted the Pope with three books, among them a first edition of La Joie and a copy of his own book, Republic, Religions and Hope. Before leaving the Vatican, the French president also held talks with Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone and descended into the Vatican crypt to pause for a moment of prayer and reflection before the tomb of John Paul II, a man for whom President Sarkozy, who describes himself as a Catholic in tradition and in heart, has frequently expressed a deep admiration. I'm Eimear McCarthy.